The Silent Press, the election nobody ever heard of. When is a story not a story? Several weeks ago, the Miami Beach Reporter broke with a story that the 1970 Dade County election was rigged. Impossible? Maybe. But a lot of impossible things happened on the night of September 8, 1970 that either have not or cannot be explained by those who accomplished them. Since publisher Brunn printed the story in The Reporter, The Daily Planet, The South Miami News, The Hialeah Home News, and The UM Hurricane have run follow-ups. Throughout the local media uproar, not a word of the mess has been printed in Miami's two dailies, The News and The Herald. Why? As time goes on, this question becomes almost as interesting as the original charge that the elections were rigged. Although both of Miami's dailies have privately dismissed the notion that an election rigging took place, they have failed to explain, privately or in their own newspapers, why they are ignoring what is obviously an outrageously intriguing story. The Colliers devoutly believe that some sort of conspiracy was culminated on the evening of September 8, 1970, and this is a line of thought too overwhelming for even the most enthusiastic reporter. And yet, it's not inconceivable, as it would not be the first election to be rigged. Privately, however, the Colliers' obsession has been considered more carefully, and has been the object of much off-the-record discussion among area newsmen. I have personally talked with several, among them Bill Beyer of Channel 10, the Post Newsweek subsidiary, and Pat Murphy, editor of the Coral Gables Times, a Herald-owned newspaper, who have expressed at least a degree of bewilderment on the subject, although they have not been moved to inquire further. In a telephone conversation, Beyer termed the issue serious and added that it was, and I quote, a sick, sad, sorry situation. Every news person in the city and probably the state knows about the charges. A great many of them, responsible, establishment reporters, have expressed to me concern over the implications for future elections if computers and the media ever do take over the election system. The most chilling aspect of the entire affair is the ominous and unexplainable silence of the establishment media in the face of undeniable controversy. What is so special about this case?